It's the NFL Pick'em Show. I'm Cat Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast, along with my expert pick extraordinaire himself, Mr. Billy Body. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Billy. How are you?
I'm good. We're both sitting at 100%, both of us.
Fucking running wild, baby. How was your I'm gonna bust your balls on the couple that you missed that we were different on, but our locks fucking nailed that bitch as usual.
Yeah, I mean, I was wrong about stuff that I maybe that we spoke about, but when I commit to the plays,
sure,
that I do, that I wasn't wrong about very much there. I mean, Packers should have actually won that by 10. That would have been in line with the statement I made at the start of the year, which was saying week one would be about how Cam looked good and how Brady looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was a big takeaway from week two. I don't think there was a big takeaway statement, but there was last week when I said the Packers, an actual underdog, would win a game by easily by 10.
Yeah, that was... And it's funny because we're both like, well, maybe we should have two different locks. And I'm like, well, if a lock is a fucking lock on certain things, then gives a fuck. And
the different locks won too. So I mean, we should be claiming 8-0.
Yeah, I don't think when we've done like our secondary lock, they've all won too. So
no, they have. They are. That's 100% true, because my secondary lock on week one was the Bills. And the first one was the Ravens, and then it was the Bills. And last week when we both went for Green Bay, I can't remember what the
it was. Pittsburgh
was
first, and then Green Bay was our secondary. We were both out of our minds with Pittsburgh.
No. I'm saying the week before that.
Oh, week before.
Green Bay against Detroit. And then we took secondaries there as well, because they must have won too. Because I've lost three picks all year. And the first one I lost was Monday Night Football, which was Las Vegas and the Saints. And that's it. So, yeah, I can't remember what it was for week two. No idea. I think it may have been San Francisco on that bounce back in New York, in the Jets. I think it was.
Oh, actually, it had to be against that because, yeah, then the other one's Green Bay and Detroit.
Second choice San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So first week Ravens Bills, second week first choice Packers, second choice 49ers, last week first choice Steelers, second choice Packers.
Yeah,
6-0 just for me. But I think it's the same for you as well. And on top of that, I said you were like, well, if you don't take a line, take a total. So I went, well, no, we'll stick to the format. I said, but here are the totals that I would do. Boom, boom, boom. Everything hit over, and the only one that didn't was the Monday Night Football, which pushed, like it hit level bang on 54. So it's just like, if you're not listening to this and you're not betting along with it, you're stupid.
Yeah,
like, if you're not listening to it, you're stupid. But if you're listening and not betting,
if you're not listening, then you have an excuse not to be betting.
Right, yeah, because you didn't hear what was said. So.
It's a tree in the fucking woods falling down. I made a bunch of fucking
like
bets.
Because I hear like these guys with all these sponsors and everything going on with their shows.
It drives you crazy.
And they're terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how I've felt for years. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm way better than Cousin Sal. I have a better record than Cousin Sal does.
My personal betting, I was 8-4. Which I was very pleased with. And my big one, of course, was that Pittsburgh one. And my second big one that I put money on was that Green Bay one. So I made my money, and I'm rolling. I've turned $100 into $300, and I'm very happy with it. So let's get into our next week here. It is week 4, William. And as usual, they start off a Thursday night matchup that is horrible. I don't know why every Thursday night game is fucking garbage other than the first week. But this one is Denver going into the Jets. Oofa. Eventually the Jets are going to bite someone in the ass, right?
I think they could win this game. Yeah.
This is the one I was thinking about. I go, I could see someone getting fucking bit one of these days. And Denver doesn't know what quarterback they have. They have Mark Rippon's nephew was playing last week. Old time Redskin. And I said it. So this one, I would still say Denver is favored, and their Jets are never going to be favored until they fucking win something. And the big scuttlebutt going around, which is funny because I mentioned on my show the other day, and I said, do you think if the Jets have the number one pick, will they take Lawrence, who is supposedly fucking the end-all be-all quarterback since Andrew Luck? And do you do that even though you've had Sam Darnold, which obviously it's not fucking Sam Darnold's fault this team is horrific. I don't care who the fuck is back there. But do they do like Arizona and say, fuck it, we just drafted someone, but I don't care, I'm drafting another one. And then they trade him away, and I said, you know what? Then the Bears could be in the market and grab this kid. He's already, you know, he's not brand new. You know, he's going to be okay. All that shit. And today I actually heard someone say, look for this and look for it to be Pittsburgh. I said, that's not a fucking bad idea. Ben is 38 years old. This kid could sit at least a fucking year and just sit there and then take over when Ben is gone, and it continues on. Put this guy on a real fucking team, he'll have time to throw a fucking ball.
Yeah. I mean,
they've got to get the number one pick, right?
Who? Jets.
Jets.
Well, it's too early to say. Like, I mean, the Jags could like now lose out from winning that.
I don't know. Compared to the Jets. Jets are rough, man.
There's a lot of bad teams. Like, there's a lot of teams that you can't see winning, or each week it comes to their game and you don't pick them to win. You'll see as we go through. Okay. So.
I would say Denver is still favored in here. And I'll say Denver's, because of their quarterback deal right now, I'd say they're favored by 3.
No, the Jets are favorites by 1 point.
Really? Really? The Jets are favored. My goodness. All right, that's something to keep in mind when we're doing these. The next one I have in line, and it's probably not in what you have in line because it's on my phone with all the stuff. It's Indianapolis going to Chicago. And I'm in the Big Dick Nick era, my friend. 14 inches soft. This guy's got a fucking giant dick. It's unbelievable that this guy could come off the fucking bench and be a superstar. He can't start a fucking season, but he sure as fuck can play when he's put in. As I told my buddies yesterday, I said, because they're 49er guys, I said, you don't know what it's like to go years with garbage. I haven't had anything for fucking 100 years. I mean, Cutler has records, but you know how that is with him. It was still nerve-wracking. So I don't know what it's like to go out there being confident. Like we said with Rodgers and even like Breeze or somebody like that, you go, there's always a chance. You take one of these guys away, like when you take Rodgers out, you go, the team's horrible. It's like they could win 3 games all year if you take one guy away. It's amazing what one person is able to elevate a team that drastically, where you go, but everyone's semi-good. You just put in someone capable. But Rodgers is a different level, as we know, and you go crazy. Like we saw, you put Lawrence Fishburne's son in the game, and it was, you know, couldn't score a fucking point. So I almost feel like I go, wow, there was hope. Like Foles gets in the game, and I go, you're not going to miss people. When you throw at them, it'll be kind of where they're at. I'm so used to it being behind people, out of their reach. I'm like, wow, it's actually to a person. It's fucking crazy to me. I can't believe what I'm fucking watching. So I actually do like Chicago in this. I don't think they are favored, though. Just listening to my Chicago radio, I don't know the exact number, but I believe I heard they are not favored. And I think Indy would be favored then. If they're favored, everything's usually by 3s. So I would say Indy's favored by... I'll go 2.5.
You should have stuck with 3.
Ah, son of a bitch. So Bears are getting 3. I think that might be something to look at. My buddies both picked Indianapolis to win this. I'm not high on Indianapolis at all.
I think Indianapolis just fucked a couple of teams at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Vikings and it was the Jets, wasn't it?
Well, it was the Jags that beat them first.
Yeah,
week
but it
one.
Was two teams in Indianapolis. They've won two games in Indianapolis. Now they're away again. They lost on the road to the Jags. Yeah, I mean,
I got to see what Foles does. I mean, one game, you go, all right, well, you know, whatever. But a whole week to prepare, you kind of got to get. You got to get a couple games in before you know what you're going to get from the person. And, I mean, the big difference, I think, is the Colts have a great offensive line. And the Bears' rush hasn't been the greatest, even though they have fucking monsters up front with Mack and Quinn on the side and Akeem Hicks in the middle. They should be able to do something, but they haven't been that fucking great. But then again, when you get a bad Phillip Rivers, all you got to do is get some pressure on him, and he'd be throwing interceptions. So we will get back to there, because that is a plus +3, and being at home, that might be something to look at. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'd rather take Chicago here. I don't want to take Phillip Rivers on the road, and I definitely don't want to take him as a 3-point favorite. That's it. I just don't think this is... I think this should be more of a pick'em.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm like, you're home and you're fucking giving up and you just had such a comeback like that? Ah, fuck. And you got a new quarterback? I understand when it's Trubisky. I get it. I mean, what the fuck? All right, Jacksonville goes to Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's going to win this fucking game. They obviously have a good quarterback. I think it's out the window when they talk about is he going to be something? I think this is a guarantee that you have a really good quarterback, and I would say in 3 years, they're into the playoffs like you would in the beginning of the year, you'd say, yeah, of course they make the playoffs. I don't think... I think they're just a few steps away because they're very close in every fucking game now.
Imagine they make before the Browns.
It's very, very... I mean, you imagine leapfrog right the fuck over them after... The Browns are one of those, like we said, it's them, the Lions. There's certain teams that are just never going to be good. I don't care what the fuck they do. They're never going to be good. I would say even Cincinnati's favored in this, and I would say they're favored by 3.
They are favored by 3.
Yeah, I fucking nail one. There hasn't been a show that I haven't nailed one, at least. Okay. So.
I think they win this game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agree on so far.
Okay. Cleveland goes into Dallas. I think Dallas beats them up, actually. Where Cleveland, the way Cleveland's team is rostered, there's no business in anyone saying Cleveland should get beat up. It should never be said with that fucking, they're capable. But I see that fucking uniform the same way I see the Bears uniform when they have to face Green Bay. And I go, I don't care who's on the team. They're going to fucking lose. I think they're going to get fucking beat up. And I think Dallas is favored here. I think Dallas is favored by... I think it should be more, but I'll say they're favored by 4.
They're favored by 4.5.
I almost said fucking 4.5.
Yeah, after the way Dallas lost last week when they were winning the game, and I mean, Seattle needed a field goal, and I had Seattle to win by 5.
Mm-hmm.
So to get that touchdown was unbelievable. And even at that point, it could have pushed because depending on what line that you had, because they won by 7, they then went for the 2-pointer. So the people that backed it at the start of the week, they got the 5. But the people that backed it late got the 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing was all like hinging on the fucking 2-pointer that they went for, whether they won by 5 or 7. But they got it, so everybody won in the end. I actually wanted them to not get it because I had the 4.5, so I didn't give a shit. I like it. I like it when I win and other people lose. but I'm thinking like some of my clients might not have like seen my post straight away, and they may have got like the 5, or maybe their books had the 5 or whatever. So it worked out best. But yeah, I think when you lose a game like that, so they've come down to the end for like 3 weeks, where they lost to the Rams by 3, and then they had that comeback against Atlanta, which everybody's doing. I think if you gave me a ball and said, go and
just
play.
Going in the fourth.
You're down 20. You're down 21. You're going in your first game against the Falcons. I could turn it around.
I'm shocked the coach didn't get fired on Monday. I think everyone said, "Oh, it has to be." I'm
like
in shock.
It's like a fucking thing. That their thing. How can your thing be like the thing that you're known for?
Yeah.
Is for like blowing leads.
That's
rough.
I mean,
they blew the biggest lead. They blew the worst lead in the history of the sport, which is what they're already known for. But then to do it even more, it's crazy. You think that like. They'll never do that again. But
they just but, yeah, these I mean, two I, games just didn't matter as much as the main game that they blew.
Right, but they're almost as bad the choke jobs because the Patriots had time. The Bears were had a 2% chance of winning, which is the same that the Cowboys had. I think the Patriots had more of a chance, like 5% or something.
Because at least it was the end of the third. This was like the fourth quarters by 16 points, and they just fucking rolled them. It's like...
Yeah, they said the Patriots, they said it on the red zone this week, they said the Patriots had a 5% chance of winning. So these two back-to-back comebacks are actually worse.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I think after that loss, they looked pretty good. Like, when you lose to Seattle and by seven, but you're winning going into the home straight, which they was. Yeah, I think that you beat the shit out of this Cleveland team this week when you come home. Well, you should do. Mm-hmm. This team need to look. They haven't looked convincing.
Yeah,
in any game, and they're supposed to be Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah,
in fact, like they're 1-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their odds haven't moved at all in terms of. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, well, they need it in a statement game.
They've moved slightly in the outright market, but in the actual NFC market, they're still exactly where they were the whole time. Oh, actually, they're not. They were fifth, but now Tampa have creeped up ahead of them because Tampa were below them. Because the season started with it being New Orleans. New Orleans were first, and 49ers were first. New Orleans were second. And then I think it was the Packers and Seattle. I can't remember exactly. Or was someone else here that's gone like way, way down? No, I don't think it was. I can't remember because we'll have to listen back to our future show to really remember. But I remember it was basically the 49ers and the Saints were the two leaders for the NFC. And Tom was down there in fifth or sixth. But the Cowboys were right there. They've only dropped down one place. And they've only dropped down 1 pound. So, like, they were they're 8-1 now, and they were 7-1 before. So, I mean, they're like the most highly rated 1-2 team I think there is, apart from the Saints, who are above them still. But I think the Saints have got bigger problems than the Cowboys do, because I think Cowboys will be okay, especially when they're in a division where they're definitely going to win it. They're 1-2.
Yeah, that's a trash division.
They're 1-2, right? And you look at that division and you think, oh, they're definitely going to get the 6 wins they need to win this division.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one else is getting to 7. Like, yeah. There's no way. It's so shit.
Yeah, right. Speaking of New Orleans, they're going into Detroit. And this is where New Orleans will get right and get back on the winning track. Drew Brees can't throw down the field anymore. He likes to dink and dunk. I don't think he trusts his arm. That's what it looks like, at least. That he can't get it there if there's those big-time bombs that he has to do. But this is Detroit, after all. So I would expect that they get right. And just due to not having seen the Saints be the Saints recently, even though they did step up last week, it was very tight for quite a long time where you thought, okay, now they're going to get whooped. But I don't know if they play up to their competition or if they're just like, shit, we lost the last one. We can't lose again. And that's why it was tight. Just because we haven't seen New Orleans be themselves, I will say they are only favored by... God damn. I'm going to say they're favored by... Oh, I'm fighting this one. I might be being generous. I would say 6.5.
They're only favored by 4.
Okay.
If they were 6.5 or even close to 7, I would probably take Detroit because Detroit was the one I got wrong last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I got two games wrong last week, so now I've gone from a 10-0 start, and I'm now like a terrible like 8-3 in my last 11 picks. But yeah, so I got one wrong with the first one I got wrong was Monday Night Football when the Saints lost, mm-hmm. and I got two games wrong last week. Ended up going 6-2 with what I actually played. Mm-hmm. One of them I don't even think should count because it was Atlanta -2, and there's no way. There is no way an assessment of my handicap and skills, because that was a fucking a game.
No, it should show it. You should never trust the Falcons. You know that rule.
The way I saw that game playing out in my head was exactly how the first 55 minutes looked, and then what I don't know what the fuck happened. Well, I do, because
you do. It took the guy
out.
I
don't know why I didn't put like $5 down on
once Foles came in.
And then the other one, but the one. So, and even on New Orleans, like there was a big comeback put on them by Vegas. Mm-hmm. The only game that I really got totally wrong so far this season was Arizona laying 5.5 points mm-hmm. against Detroit. So I'm worried about this team now. They could win this game at home, depending on what the Saints look like. But I don't want them to, because I want that Packers victory. Because the more games the Saints lose, the less it looks like the Packers did something that week, because that's at true. The moment the Packers look like they I would say they should be the front runners for the NFC. The bookies have got the Seahawks as the favorite, so I don't agree with that. I think you should be Green Bay on the basis of the fact that they've gone into New Orleans and won, and that's the most difficult game that there is. Like going into New Orleans or Green Bay, the home fields in this NFC are quite big, like Saints, Seahawks, and Packers have.
When
really
they're
good
actually
home
fields, though,
yeah,
I think Seattle would have won by much more with a couple of those teams, like New England and Dallas, if there was actually anybody in the fucking stadium.
Well, there's actually an interesting statistic on for the gambling side of things, anyway, not for the outright wins, but for the spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So, because of this whole thing about Seattle's reputation, they began setting the spreads too high. And they actually have a losing record at home from covering the spread, because they set the spreads too high. They're like stupid things like loads of double-digit spreads, and Seattle never covered any of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
Let's get into Seattle. It's Seattle at Miami. The only thing I worry about this is that it's a long trip all the way across. Obviously, Seattle is better than Miami. And I would say Seattle has got to be favored by at least a touchdown. So I would say they're favored by 7.5.
No, they're only favored by 6.5, so you can get that inside.
Okay, 6.5. That's, I would take that, actually. Like I said, the only thing I'm worried about is them traveling across the fucking world. You know, that big diagonal. That's a trip.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that that they cover this high number on this for the totals, 55 points for this game.
Mm.
Don't know where they're seeing that from. But then we just came from a high. And Detroit and the Saints has the same total.
Mm. That's two offensive teams, and they don't have that great.
I think they're being a lot more. A lot more conservative with their totals because they've been absolutely killed on these overs lately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what they...
Let's get to the Chargers going into the Bucs. Like I had said, the longer Tom is with these people, the more they're going to gel together a little bit and get better each week as they go along. All of a sudden, there's tape on the rookie quarterback for the Chargers and how the hell they lost last week. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Because that was one of mine that I lost when I did the my own betting. I would say Tampa Bay has got to be favored here, and Tampa Bay has got to be favored by... I'll be conservative and only say... I want to say more, but... I'll go with 6.
It's 6.5 points.
Oh, fuck, I almost said 6.5. Son of a bitch. All right.
But I think they covered this number. I think
touchdown. Fuck.
We saw like a weird hangover that the Chargers had from going close against the Saints, and I knew that would happen. I knew they would play out for their division and then I mean, I didn't think they'd lose to Carolina, but I didn't like them last week to cover 6.5 or 7 or whatever it was. And
good as that quarterback looked the week before, but then again, Chargers always play Kansas City tough. They're in their own division. First time anybody's seen that quarterback before. Nobody's prepared for him. There's no tape on him from NFL. Maybe that was what was going on that one. And now it's okay. Let's get a hang on this guy.
They'll get bashed in Tampa Bay this week. Tampa Bay's easy part of their schedule is coming up, which we looked at on the start of the show, at the start of the year when we said once they get past the Saints game.
Except for next week, right?
Who they got next week? You.
Yeah. Which I'm actually really interested in. And you know what it'll be? It's a Super Bowl quarterback rematch. And both guys are on different teams. So I really think that they should call the Philly special. Just to fucking rub it into Tom a little bit.
When Foles starts, he gets injured, so we'll be sure he makes it.
He's only got to get there 1 week. Yeah. He's going to get hurt. God help us. He'll get hurt. I guarantee you we'll see Mitch again, but hopefully I'm wrong. Baltimore goes into Washington. Chase Young is injured. Baltimore has to bounce back from what the hell just happened in Kansas City. I would say Baltimore is favored here. And I would say Baltimore is favored because Haskins is terrible. So I would say Baltimore is favored by, I'll go with 8.
12.5.
And
they didn't get beaten in Kansas. They got bashed at home in their own backyard.
Yeah, but that's Kansas City. Fuck. 12.5. Oh, I wouldn't want anything to do with this game. That's a lot of fucking points, man. Jesus. What are you thinking on this? That scares me.
I think it's 2 touchdowns, so I think they'll cover it.
You know what? I don't doubt that they can get ahead by 2 touchdowns. I worry that they do that whole let's all back up bullshit at the end, and then it ends up by 10.
I tell you, I'd rather lay 12.5 with them than another team who are laying 12.5 this week.
Oh, boy. Okay. Arizona goes into Carolina. I think Arizona wants to get back on this winning track after being embarrassed and losing to Detroit of all fucking teams. But Carolina going to feel good after what they did. I would say Arizona is favored in here, but I wouldn't say they're favored by much. I would say it's... I want to say Arizona's favored by 2.5.
No, they're 3-point favorites.
Okay.
But at the start of the year, I took this spot for Vegas against the Panthers. But the Panthers are actually better. Even though the Vegas did cover that, the Panthers have turned out to be better than I thought. I'm just not sure whether the Cardinals are better than Vegas or not. I'm not too sure. I'm not sure what that... I need Cardinals to get up to 7.5 wins, and we were coasting towards that at the start, and then last week they just looked really bad. I think everybody had that down as the spread was tricky at 5.5, but I think everybody thought the Cardinals would beat Detroit. I mean, they almost beat, they had that comeback against Detroit in week one last year, and for some reason, Detroit still came back and had revenge on their mind for that from last year. I didn't think it would be significant. I thought because Detroit were really hyped up last year, and the Cardinals came back and got that tie against them on week one, and Detroit were like laying 3 points, and they ended up having the same shitty season as usual. Whereas going into the last game, it was the other way around. It was the Cardinals who were laying 5.5 against Detroit because they're coming into the season as the more highly regarded team, and then Detroit goes and beats them. So I don't know how they... It depends how they recover from this. I think they think they do, because I do think they're like slightly better than Vegas are. But I'm not going to be playing this at all. It's like one of the hardest games on the board. There's loads of easy stuff around this week, so there's no need to like look at these kind of games.
Yeah. Minnesota goes into Houston. Billy had the best line as I'm texting him, and he's like, "I took Minnesota to win to you know, with the points," and he's like, "Oh, this is perfect. Minnesota's gonna win with the points, but lose in real life. Perfect." Because in our division, we're like, "Fuck that team," but hey, you still got your money because you took the points. So, yeah. Houston looked a lot better this last week, which they gave me fucking. I was sweating during that fucking Pittsburgh game because that was my lock, and that's what I put 50 on that game. I would say Houston beats Minnesota here, but I don't think they're going to be favored by a ton. I would say, and I'll probably be generous, I say they're favored by 3.
You're favored by 4.5 points. And they're 3-0. Very quietly.
Who's 3-0? I say Minnesota at Houston.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was thinking about Tennessee. Sorry. They're both 0-3, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm going to definitely take Houston here because...
And this is the 4.5 you mean, though, still? It's still 4.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4. Sorry, I'm definitely going to take Houston here because they've had the worst schedule in the whole NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they still almost fucking... fucked everything up with the Steelers last week. And the thing is that even in the opening game against the Chiefs, they were in it until like the second half. And mm-hmm. I mean, they scored first in that game. But you can't really look at this Texans team and say that you have a good hold on them. They're like one of the worst teams in the league that you can in order to judge at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start your season, it's like you're going to the Chiefs. On week one, then you're at home to Baltimore, and then you like go away to the Steelers, which is another place where people find it really difficult to win. So, who didn't have them 0-3? And it's not like they're in a situation like Minnesota in where, oh my God, you're 0-3 and you were supposed to be like 2-1 and whatever. It's like your season's a disaster. If people turn around and go, yeah, it's 0-3, it's very difficult to like get to the playoffs from here. As a Texans fan, you go, okay, cool. What game were we supposed to win?
Yeah, I mean, they fucked up by trading Hopkins away in the offseason. I mean, I think they would have been hell. They would have won a game at least if they didn't get rid of him.
But how? They were 9.5 point underdogs in week one. They were 7.5 point underdogs in week two, and they were 4 point underdogs last week. And we looked at that and thought, how is it only 4? So.
Yeah, I'm just saying if they didn't trade their star wide receiver before this whole, you know, season and shit like that, I don't think it would be... I think he makes such a fucking difference to them.
Do you think they would have won one of those games?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
What one?
I think they would probably beat Pittsburgh. They barely... I mean, fuck, they had them.
But, yeah, I mean...
He's such a fucking all-star, that fucking receiver. I mean, look what he's doing now with fucking Arizona. So, he's their superstar. He caught the fucking ball between his legs last year.
I think we'll see now where their season starts here, I think, and they'll win.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the Giants going into the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going with... 10.5 for the Rams.
Now, this is the other 12.5.
Okay. I was going to say, I was hoping it was only 10.5 because I'm like, this should be a butt fucking, but 12.5. God, it's a lot of fucking points. But you know what? Sam Darnold, I don't know why I say that. Aaron Donald is going to fucking kill fucking old Danny Dimes.
I was surprised at how badly New York played last week. I thought it was an opportunity to get San Francisco at their weakest point with all the injuries and everything, but they didn't even make a dent.
It was terrible. Yeah.
No.
So this should be, you know, I just worry about that backdoor bullshit. I have no doubt that they will be up 14. But it's that whole fucking, let's bleed the clock and let them catch it underneath. That's the fucking scariest part about that all the time.
Yeah.
New England goes to Kansas City. This is interesting now. traveling New England. So I would say Kansas City's got to be favored here. I'll say Kansas City is favored by, I would say 6.5.
It's between that and 7. Like,
okay.
It really depends where you look. No, they can't really decide what they're doing with this game yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they have time.
See, if it's 6.5, I think I'm taking Kansas City. 7, I'm thinking it's going to be a push.
Oh, you think it'd be a really close game?
Yeah, I don't, like you said, New England is not like garbage, like everyone thought how that was going to start when, but because Cam's good, all that kind of shit. I don't think they're going to get pushed around at all. I think they will, I think they lose, but I think they're in this thing for quite a while.
Hmm.
You think they're going to get pushed around?
I'm not sure. It's difficult with the Chiefs coming off this like short week as well. Yeah, no, I think it'll be a close game. I think if Chiefs pull away, it'll be late on. Mm-hmm. But I think most of the time during this game, for the majority of this game, the spread will get covered. But yeah, I think if I have to pick here, we'll just go with the Chiefs. The points here are an indicator, is a way to go, because in order for New England to keep up in this game, they're going to have to like put up a lot of points, because the points total here is 54. And that indicates to you that they don't think the Chiefs are going to get stopped, and New England are going to have to do their part,
mm-hmm.
to get this over the total. But I think New England will be able to do their part. I mean, it hasn't been a week where, apart from week one, which was still a good performance by Cam, but since then they were, you know, they put up 31 in Seattle, I think, and 30 or 31, I can't remember. And last week they won pretty easily. There was no sweat against LA, and that was a good offense that they shut down as well. So yeah, I think this game will be close, but I'd take the Chiefs just about.
Okay. Next we have, before the Sunday night game, we have Buffalo going into Vegas. This travel bothers me, but it is east going west, which is better than the opposite way. Getting those hours back. I think this is a game Vegas actually wins. They play tough, and just because of the fake home field advantage. But I would think, I think Buffalo's favored. But I would think Buffalo's favored by maybe 2.
3 points they're favored by.
Okay.
It's the same.
I can't get a handle on Buffalo. They were killing. Like, I thought they would kill the Rams. And they were. And I was like, okay, I'm comfortable. One bet is done. And then I'm like, they're fucking losing. What the fuck? So that kind of shit scares me. Obviously, you know, somebody's not going to be undefeated. But... And there'll be those teams that get bit and this and that. I mean, we wouldn't have thought the Raiders beat the Saints, and they do that. So I'm going with Vegas on this one.
This is a really hard game because you don't know, because Vegas lost to the Patriots, but they were expected to, because they were doing that whole New England off the loss, Belichick off the loss thing, and going,
and then they were
country.
There, yeah. So I wasn't worried about that what, really last week.
The Bills are making the trip here though, so mm-hmm. cross country to LA. No, I'm going to go for LA as well.
Or Vegas.
Oh, that's Las Vegas. Yeah, sorry.
Close enough. They're like 3 hours away. Sunday night, Philadelphia goes to San Francisco. People think I'm out of my mind. I think Philly actually wins this game. I can't believe that Philly is this fucking bad. But we have not seen... I mean, they're injured too, and they're losing linemen, which is the worst thing they could fucking lose. But San Francisco is so fucking injured, but they have not had to... They have not played a fucking team. Like, they haven't had to fight anybody yet. Especially... They did Jets and Giants while they've been injured. Like, who cares? That's an easy one, like I said. I think they'll have trouble against Miami, to tell you the truth. I think Miami will get San Francisco as well. So I'm going to go with Philly. But I think San Francisco's probably favored. And I think they're probably favored by, well, because they're home, I'll just say 3. But I think that might be actually generous.
One second, it's gone off the page. I think it was 7, but it's gone.
Really?
It is 7. Yeah.
Ooh. 7. Yeah, see, everybody thinks I'm crazy with this. You think I'm crazy?
In what sense? That you're picking Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it depends what your take is on how banged up they are and how much you think it'll
I mean, it looked like shit, but there's so much injuries on San Francisco.
But they've won the last 2 weeks, they've won so easily.
Yeah, but it's against really trash. It could be the top 2 picks they beat.
It is, but they still had to beat them.
Yeah, there's no Barkley in the game. I mean, even if Barkley was playing, I think it would have been much closer. I think that's all they would have done is hand off.
Listen, be honest, I don't know how much better the fucking Eagles even are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Eagles aren't world beaters. Eagles aren't doing shit, but they're not this fucking bad. It's... Wentz looks like hell. Meanwhile, all the Eagles fans are crying they want Foles back. They wanted him in the first place. They were pissed when he got fucking traded out or when he went away. What do you think then?
No, I think they covered this number again.
Okay. Last game, Atlanta in Green Bay. Green Bay is going to put up at least 45, I think, in this game. The defense of Atlanta is horrible. I don't think Green Bay has got some fucking stellar defense, and I think Atlanta can score on them. I think this will be a high game, but has Atlanta just said, fuck this, I'm packing up, I'm done? The thing is with them each week, like I was scared last week, I said, oh, they're going to be pissed. I'm expecting them to fucking go crazy one game, and now I'm even more, I'd be like, it's 2 weeks in a row they got this butt-fucking thing where they came back on them? I'd be nervous about them just because. I think Green Bay's favored here, and I think Green Bay is probably favored by... If it's less than 7, I'm taking fucking Green Bay. But I would say Green Bay is favored by 10.
No, it is 7.
It is 7.
And the total... This is the biggest total of the week, 57.
Yeah, I could see that. That makes sense.
I could see 57. Yeah, 57. Like, I bet on a college game last week, Texas and Texas Tech, and people were like, Jesus, that's 70.5.
Jesus.
70.5. Over 70.5. Took 3 quarters to hit.
Wow. my college picks this week, don't even ask. All of them fucking lost. I go, I'm not listening to this fucking guy.
See, I sent you mine.
Yeah.
The two I sent you won. Tennessee.
The Tennessee one?
Yeah, they won by 3. The spread was 3, wasn't it? I think they won by 4.
You know what? Tennessee, I got to look because maybe on mine it wasn't, you know, because sometimes we have different sites or whatever. But I think I lost all of them because I bet on what you said too.
So this just for the Tennessee one. Texas game. You know how many points it had in the end?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm trying to add up now. 119.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, that's like embarrassing. If you're a defense, what the fuck?
It's 56. It was 56-63 to Texas.
That's insane. That's insane.
And they needed, and the last, so it was 56 all, and before it went to overtime, and they scored a touchdown.
All right, let's go for our, what are our locks, Billy? I have 2 that I'm floating in between. I'm not jumping up and down by a lot of these at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going crazy with a lot here. But I have 2 that I do like.
Okay. I it's not your forte to take Brady like this, but I'm on two as well. I really like, so I think the Chargers don't turn up in Tampa this week, and I don't see how Brady and those guys don't beat them by more than a touchdown, because 6.5 doesn't seem like a lot of points to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how we don't beat Atlanta by seven or mm-hmm. more, but at the same time, this Cowboys team needs to look good one week here,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see how they don't beat the Browns either by 4.5. So there's three there that I like. I'm going to go with...
I guess we'll always do each week. We'll do our number one and then our backup. So you got to pick two.
In case the one's the same.
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, just this is my favorite one. This is my second favorite one. That's all.
Yeah, I'm going to take Brady and the Buccaneers to cover 6.5 against the Chargers. That's the one the most I can't see. Dallas Cowboys will let you down in life. It's not a surprise to me. But even if the Bucks like half turn up here,
mm-hmm.
they still have to beat the Chargers by more than a touchdown.
Yeah. Okay. What's your second? Is it Dallas? Or is it the Packers?
I'll take Packers. Yeah, I just don't trust Dallas. But I mean, they everything says to me that they should win that game and look mm-hmm. good this week. But I'd trust Green Bay more. But it's not that I trust even Green Bay more.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I don't trust. It's that anybody can pull ahead of Atlanta at the end. Atlanta could be winning. They could be winning that game by seven, and your spread
and
your
cover. All right, I'm going out there. I'm going for it, Billy. I'm going for it. I'm going for the glory. No guts, no glory. Right? Is that what they say? I'm going with my number one pick, Cincinnati, to beat Jacksonville.
Okay.
It is scary, though, because I don't know which Jacksonville shows up, you know?
Well, no, that's it.
Or which Cincinnati.
I would take Cincinnati to even win in Jacksonville, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's a big... I mean, I did consider mm-hmm. that. It came up quite early in the show, and then a few of these came along, and it was... With Dallas and the Browns, I was expecting a higher number, closer to seven.
Mm-hmm.
With the Bucks and the Chargers, I was expecting a higher number, something like between 9 and 10. And our number is exactly where I expected it, but I just think somehow Atlanta still gets too much respect from the books. They're a fucking disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cowboys and the Bucks games were the two that surprised me the most. The Bengals didn't. When I see they were like 3-point favorites, I was like, yeah, that's right. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good one. What was your second?
My second one is Dallas minus the 4.5.
Right.
I just don't trust Cleveland for shit. I don't. Dallas should be better than what the fuck they're showing. They need to have one of those games that they, you know, put a statement on. I don't even think they put a statement on the Atlanta game. I think that's more on Atlanta being fucking morons. Because they had no right coming back. All the other team had to do was fall on that fucking ball. And they lose that game. So they could be 0-3 actually right now. So I think they need to stomp the piss out of Cleveland. And hopefully it's at least by a fucking touchdown here. So those are my two. Honorable mention. Do you want to do one honorable mention? But this is not in our locks. But it's still what you would put... couple bucks on.
Well, like an underdog.
No, just what's another one that you think you would throw some fucking a dollar on or two?
Well, your one that you said.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for like a sort of a minor upset, according to at least these odds, then I think the Bears will win. I think the Bears will win at home to the Colts.
Yeah, and that's some. It's a better payday too when you're getting a point thing. God. Yeah, I mean, I do like the Green Bay and Atlanta one. I just think they've got to score more than... They've got to beat them by more than a fucking touchdown. It's got to be a two-score fucking game for them.
This is another thing, right, where they've looked at this week and gone, okay, so we need to make this the highest total of the week, because it makes sense. It's got to be the highest total of the week, right? Yeah. They only went like 2-3 points above the Chiefs-Patriots game. What was the another high one? Saints Lions at 55. They went 2 points above that. It's like they it's like almost like they had the mindset to go higher than those games because it's those two, and they did the right thing. But you don't have to. You can go significantly higher. Like, you could have gone into the late 50s or even like the high 60s here, like 61, something like that, and people still would have bet it, but they didn't. So I think this could go over 57 points, because we will definitely put up 35, and they will be in and around the game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this is like 35-24, which, according to my maths, is 69 points.
Yeah.
So which would blow the total by 12 points. And I don't even think that sounds unrealistic. Like, for we should put up 35 points on them, and
they
should
have a point total for Green Bay. Like, what's the wager for their point total?
It's .5.
They've got to fucking get past that. I'm thinking they get to 40.
40 is 3-1. And 33.5 is 6-5.
You worry they're going to take their foot off the gas if they're killing them, and then they're just going to start running, you know? It's a matter of if it's a shootout or not. If their defense, both defenses suck, they'll get there.
I mean, even like in terms of the road points, like Atlanta's is 24.5, but that's why exactly where I picked. Do you know what? I almost nailed with my. This is what doesn't make sense with my guesses. With my guess of the score, I nearly like nailed the score. Like, I gave us 35. Mm-hmm. The actual point we need to get to is 33, and their marker is 24.5. So if we get to, if we do get to our marker, which is 33, and they get to their marker, which is 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's way over the total.
Yeah, they have to. They got to go fuck it. This got to be a fucking.
No,
high
sorry,
score.
That's bang on the total.
I would say they're going over. I don't think either defenses are great, and the firepower of Rodgers. It's the motherfucker could throw.
No, I actually said 40. Did I say 45-24? Or did I say 35-24?
I think you said 35.
Oh yeah, that only adds up to 59. All right, so that means the total is about where it needs to be.
Okay. All right, that's it. That's our week 4, Billy.
So that was all last minute where I said this is a really low line and it should be way over, and then I predicted a score line that was only 2 points over the total. Yeah, we should edit all that out.
Where could they find you for your gambling? To make some money on this, since we only make money on this show.
Yeah.
We make money and make no money off the show.
That's fine. At least it's some money. Folks waiting around.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm available at lockbang.com if you want to sign up for my NFL picks. You get it on the sports pack. So you'll get NBA, soccer, WWE, UFC, NFL, everything on the Lock Betting Sports Pack. And that's tracked as well. It's been tracked every month for 88 months. So it's 88 months of profit, unless I manage to lose $2,000 in the next 1 hour and 5 minutes, which I won't, because I don't have any bets until the NBA playoffs, the NBA finals starts. And that will bleed, for me, that bleeds over into the 1st of October anyway. So yeah, we've made our money this month. It's 88 months of consecutive profit and 18-3 ATS record on the NFL. And I can literally, I've spoken about the only three plays I've lost. I spoke about the three plays I've lost more than the 18 plays I've won, because that will be an entirely different show. But, you know, you can either go back and listen to the shows and see what we've picked, or you can trust us and start listening to the show and telling other people to listen to it. Otherwise, we'll like make you pay for the show, because we already have the wrestling show on this feed, so we can stick this show somewhere else, which we debated for some time before we eventually decided to fucking just whack it on here. So yeah,
let that be a lesson to you. On my nonsense show at Lingus Mafia, you could follow. We're finally got over that devil's number of 666 for people on my Twitter, and you could win Lingus money. $300 we're giving away, so you might want to listen to the show, everybody.
What's Lingus money?
Yeah, we're each giving $100 away for football picks, so somebody can win $300. One of our listeners who do our pick'ems. So that's what you do, baby. Give away money, get listeners. Fucking tricks of the trade, baby. So that's for our Patreon people. They deserve stuff. People who are free birds, they can fuck themselves. So that's it. We'll see you next week. Make sure you go win some money. Listen to what me and Billy say. We're fucking rolling 6-0 for our locks, baby. And we're gonna try to go for fucking more here this week. So I'm Cab Manning. He's Billy Body. Go bet. We'll see you next week.